Mr. Obama also told the crowd of thousands that he was proud to be the man who'd brought Michelle Obama to Prague. While her husband spent the day in talks with EU leaders, Mrs. Obama went on a tour of one of the city's most famous historic landmarks, the old Jewish ghetto. Her guide was Michaela Seidenberg of the Jewish Museum in Prague. Jan Richter asked her which of the many Jewish heritage sites the First Lady had visited.
We started in the Pincus Synagogue, which is actually one of the main sites and the third oldest synagogue of the Jewish town. And today it serves as a Holocaust memorial, so we wanted to show the First Lady the memorial itself, the names of 80,000 Jews victims of the Holocaust from Bohemia and Moravia inscribed on the walls of the synagogue. Then we wanted to show her the exhibition of children's drawings from Terezin. From the Pincus Synagogue, we continued to the Old Jewish Cemetery, which is a world-renowned site, and we stopped by some of the graves of very important personalities from the history of Jewish ghetto, and we also saw, obviously, the most famous site, which is the grave of the great Maharal of Prague, Rabbi Lev. And this is where the First Lady actually placed her little petition on a little paper, which we in Yiddish call kvittel.
Did she write that little petition on the site, or did she have it prepared beforehand?
I think that she came with her little note prepared, and she had it all the time with her. So, you know, she had it prepared in her hand, and she placed it when the right time was.
Mrs. Obama spent quite a while in the Jewish Museum. I hear it was about an hour and a half. What were the things she showed special interest in?
Well, I think that the most interesting for her were obviously the children's drawings, because she is so connected with children's education. She is a mother herself, so she was definitely very interested in what we feature in that exhibition. We were talking a little bit more in detail about the educational method the teacher who organized the art lessons in the Terezin ghetto used, and she was very interested in some of the particular stories of the particular children that we feature in that exhibition. So I would say definitely the most important for her was the children's drawings exhibit.
Did Mrs. Obama get any souvenirs from the Jewish town?
We presented two gifts. The Jewish Museum presented a series of books. There were some books about children's drawings and poems from the Terezin ghetto. There was a particular book that was published recently about a story of a girl whose suitcase was found in Auschwitz, and this is the famous book, Hannah's Suitcase, that made its way to the curriculum of the schools in the United States and Canada. And the Jewish community also presented their gifts, and that was a Kiddush cup and a memorial medal commemorating 700 years of the foundation of the Old New Synagogue.
And that was Michaela Seidenberg of the Jewish Museum in Prague, and she was speaking to